Today's first reading talks to us about the providence of God, how the Lord inspires people to bring about his plans. And it doesn't really matter if you belong to the people of God or not. You're not beyond his inspiration and his making use of you to bring about his plans. And we see that with King Cyrus of Persia, who is a pagan. And what does the scripture say? The Lord inspired King Cyrus of Persia to issue this proclamation throughout the kingdom. And so God, through the prophet Jeremiah, had spoken before that it would be 70 years that his people would be in the Babylonian exile before being released by a king named Cyrus. Okay? By name he was prophesied. And so he fulfills the plans of God. Then a little further down in the reading, it says again, everyone that is whom God had inspired to do so. So this is referring to the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and Levites that God inspired certain ones to prepare to go up and build the house of the Lord after having returned to Jerusalem. So again, God fulfilling his plans for his people. Now, in our own lives, we want to cooperate with God and his providence. There are going to be many things that are just going to be completely beyond our control, okay? And we need to interpret that as God's will for us, how to handle that in the most virtuous way, and inserting ourselves really into God's plans. And sometimes they might be joyful circumstances, sometimes sad and difficult circumstances. But we never need to be too concerned about that, but just have faith and trust that God's plan is unfolding. And there's a lot of consolation in what today's gospel says. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. For the soul that is just and in God's grace and striving to love him, these are words of consolation, right? How many hidden sacrifices and the virtues that go unseen, and the patience that is exercised in the difficult things that come our way, that God's providence sends to us. All of this will be made known on the last day. To anyone who has, more will be given. That is, anyone who has the grace of God in his soul and is cooperating with it in his plans, more will be given, because God is never outdone in generosity. But from the one who has not, that is, the person who is not in the grace of God and dies in the state of mortal sin, even what he seems to have, right? That's that which appeared before men, right? These hidden things will then be made known. Even that will be taken away for eternal condemnation. So let's again strive to cooperate with God's plans in our own life, with great patience and love and kindness and perseverance and all of these things, having looking forward to that last day, right? Looking forward to being brought into God's presence in the fulfillment of God's words. Just as his prophecies were fulfilled in the Old Testament, these prophetic words of today's gospel will be fulfilled. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.